Okay, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Hema Beis, says on the top of Hema Beis, Rebbe Bikesh Lakar Tishabov V'loy Haiduloy. That Rebbe, Rebbe Yudan Nasi, he wanted to uproot, he wanted to be Lakar Tishabov V'loy Haiduloy, but the Chachamim, they didn't agree with him. So the Gemara ends up over there that really, that's not really what he wanted to do. That's not the story that happened. He only wanted to do it for 1 year, not forever. But the Havamina of the Gemara was that he wanted to do it for all time. He wanted to be Iker Tisha B'Av forever. The Gemara falls off of that right away, but that was the Havamina of the Gemara, that Rebbe wanted to be Iker Tisha B'Av. So Tosis over there asks that, how could the Gemara think, how could the Gemara Havamina that Rebbe was going to be Iker Tisha B'Av, to uproot Tisha B'Av and get rid of Tisha B'Av? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? First of all, Tosis says Tisha B'Av is very chomer, but to just get rid of Tisha B'Av, how could Rebbe think that? How could the Gemara think that Rebbe would think that? And secondly, which is the main kash we're going to focus on, that Tosis says that Ein Bezdin Yochal Avatal Bezdin Chaveri Elim Kein Godol Haimena B'Chochma Uberminion. Right, a famous klal that a Bezdin can't argue and uproot and be mavatal something that a previous Bezdin was misakin, unless they're Godol Hemen, unless they're greater B'chochmo B'minyan, and it never is. So therefore, how, for Tosis, how could Rebbe have a Havamina of being Iker Tisha B'Av? So Tosis says two terutzim. The second teretz, Tosis says, the first teretz we're not going to focus on, but the second teretz, Tosis says, is that what Rebbe really wanted to do was Rotza la'akroi b'tshi v'kover ba'asiri. He didn't want to be Oikarit. He never wanted to be Oikarit in Gansim, but he wanted to be Oikarit from the ninth day and instead push it to the tenth day. So that's Tosis' teretz. So the Mefarshim asked, the Rishash, the Meratz Chias, and others, they all ask that Tosis didn't answer his kasha. Because, says Tosis didn't answer his kasha, because that's also being Mevatel. Tosis' kasha was that how could ein bezin yochel vatal bezin chaver and kim gadol mechachma uminyan, says, but if you switch it Tisha B'Av from the ninth day to the tenth day, then he didn't answer his kasha because he was also mevatal. The bezin was geyser that it has to be on the ninth day, the Tisha B'Av. If he's pushing it to the tenth, then that's also being mevatal bezin chaver. And the Rishash and the Meratz Chias that asks this, they were mechavin to the Ritva. The Ritva, one of the Rishonim, the Ritva Mamish asks this. He says, "Lo yirati l'soif daitei." He says, "Because af b'zeh yesh mishum bitul chaveri." Even this, you push from the 9th to the 10th, it's also being mevatel. And the Ritva adds, he says, maybe you're going to say that no, that's not considered being mevatel, because he wasn't mevatel and totally, he just wanted to push it from the 9th to the 10th. The Ritva says, no, you can't say that teretz. Why? Why can't you say it? The Ritva says, I'll prove it to you from earlier in Megillah, on Daf Beis. What is the Mishnah on Daf Beis, right? You all know the Mishnah that says that the Megillah is read on the 14th and the 15th, right? That's what it says in Megillah Esther, that the Megillah is read on the 14th or the 15th, depending if there's a walled city or not. And on the Kfarim, in the villages, the Mishnah says that it's read on the 11th, 12th, or the 13th, right? The Yom HaKnisa, depending on what day it falls out on. So the Gemara over there says on Daf Beis, that it dashes from a pasuk that it must have been in the original takana to have it in the 11th, 12th, and 13th. As to the darshan, because it says, because if to change it from the 14th or the 15th to the 11th, 12th, or 13th is also being mevatel. The Gemara says, "Ein bezin chaveri yachal mevatel emenu bezin chaveri lakim gadol b'chachum eminin." So you see, Zok the Ritva, that even changing the days is also considered being mevatel chaveri, not just Iker totally, but even changing the days is also considered Mavatal Chaveri. So he says that Tosis didn't answer his kasha, and the Mayim Chayim, who's the Pri Chodesh, and the Tiferes Lamoisha, also like in the back of the Gemara, they also ask the same kasha, and they also say that don't answer that, oh, they're just switching the days, so it's not so bad, because you see from Daf Beis in Megillah that that's not a Teretz. And they blibe Tzarechin, on Tosis. So we have to find the Teretz for Tosis on Megillah, in Megillah, Hema Beis, how did Tosis answer his kasha? Again, his kasha was that how could Rebbe switch, how could I have him switching from the 9th to the 10th? It's Mevatel Bezin Chaveri, and Tosis answers, no, that it's still the 9th to the 10th. Okay, but still, it's still being Mevatel Bezin Chaveri. So for Tosis, to Bedas Tosis, you could say his side. There's a Mishnah Megillah, and that Mishnah on Hema Aleph, that says like this. It says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we're just talking to Gedalia about it, that this past year Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, right? It's over there. That Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos. And it's actually Geshmak HaShayla, I was just talking to him about it, it happens to be my neighbor. He is Bar Mitzvah, so Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, so the Mishnah of this says it's pushed off to Sunday. We fast on Sunday instead. So my neighbor, his Bar Mitzvah, came out on Sunday. So he asked the Shayla, does he have to fast? Because on Matzah Shabbos was his Bay Bayim, but it was really a nidcha from Tisha B'Av, which was on Shabbos, but on Tisha B'Av he really wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. So is he mechuyev to fast or not. So he asked Rabbi Sachs in the neighborhood, and he said that he should fast, but if he's having a hard time, so he should call him if he needs like a heter, you know, we'll talk about it. Ends up he fasted, he was fine. But that's just a geshmak shayla. But that's the Mishnah that Haim Aralev says that klar, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then it's nidcha to Sunday. We don't fast on Shabbos. So Rashi over there says, over there in Haman Aleph, he says not just Tisha B'Av, but Hu Adin Asar B'Teves and Shavasa B'Tamas. The Mishnah just said Tisha B'Av because that's the most chomer. So even though Tisha B'Av is so chomer, still, it's pushed off. You don't fast on Shabbos, it's pushed off. He says, but surely Asar B'Teves and Shavasa B'Tamas, of course, are pushed off till Sunday. You're not going to override Shabbos. Tisha B'Av doesn't override Shabbos. Surely Asar B'Teves and Shavasa B'Tamas. The Rambam is also like Rashi, the Rambam Hilchas Tainus, he says that Tisha B'Av and all of the rest, also all the rest of the Tanaisim, are pushed off till Sunday. It doesn't override Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos, so you push it off till Sunday. Fine, that's Rashi and the Rambam. However, the Beis Yosef, in Archaim Tavkuf Nun, he brings the Avodrom. The Avodrom was one of the Rishayim, is the Talmud of the Tours, one of the late Rishayim. He says not like that. And the Avodrom says that if Asar B'Teves falls on Shabbos, the Mishnah is by Tisha B'Av. That's clear. It's a Mishnah. No one's going to argue in the Mishnah. Tisha B'Av is pushed off till Sunday. It says, but Asar B'Teves is more chomer. It says, if Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, then you fast on Shabbos. You fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos. Now, nowadays, we have the calendar. It can never fall out on Shabbos. But in the times when they were Mekadosh, Apiriyah, so it was possible that it came out on Shabbos. It said, Avodrom held that if it falls out on Shabbos, then you fast even on Shabbos. Why? He says, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Chavdal Beis, says, by Asar B'Teves, Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh. Says Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh. So since the Pasuk by in Yecheskel, referring to Asar B'Teves, says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh, so then, if it falls out on Shabbos, you fast even on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says that v'lo yadati minayin lo yizeh. I don't know where the Avodrom got this from. Okay, Shkayich, it says Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh. But where did he get it from? And just because the Pasuk says Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh, so what? So that makes it that it pushes off Shabbos. So Beis Yosef brings the Avodrom, but he says, I don't know where he's coming from. That it should override Shabbos just because of the Pasuk of Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh. So the Achreinim try to make Cheshbonis, the Yaris Vash, which is Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz, he makes a Cheshbon that Kedarkev HaKadosh, he makes a whole Cheshbon that when Nebuchadnezzar sieged Yerushalayim, and he makes a Cheshbon that year it was on Shabbos. That's what today, Asar B'Teves, what we're fasting for is because that's when it was sieged, Yerushalayim was sieged. So Nebuchadnezzar, he makes a Cheshbon that year was on Shabbos. And he says, because of that, then the Chassam Sofer makes a similar cheshbon. He says that year was on Shabbos, and he says that's pshat why if Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, you fast even on Shabbos because that year Itaka was on Shabbos. Fine, but it doesn't sound like that's what David Drum is coming from because he says it's based on a pasuk. But Etzam Yehi Mazeh doesn't sound like because of the cheshbon that year was on Shabbos. This time it's a zaydig reason, but so fine, it's a nice cheshbon. It doesn't seem like that's pshat in David Drum. So Rab Chaim in the Chedushi Agrach, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, in stencils in Simon Mem Dalid, he says a different pshat. He brings the Bahag. The Bahag is already from the early Rishonim. The Bahag he brings similar to the Avodrom, and he explains the following. He says the pasuk in Zechariah, famous pasuk that I'm sure some of you know of. The pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Ches, pasuk Yites, says it refers to the Tanaisim. It refers to them as Tzoim Haravi, Tzoim Hachamishi, Tzoim Hashvi, but Tzoim Haasiri. The fast of the fourth. What's the fast of the fourth? The fourth month. Nisan is even Tammuz. So the fourth month is Tammuz. So that's referring to Shavasa B'Tammuz. Tzoyim HaChamishi, which is Tisha B'Av, the fifth month. Tzoyim HaShvi, the seventh month is Tishrei. So that's not talking about Yom Kippur. We're talking about all the Rabbanans. That's Tzom Gedalia. And the Tzoyim HaAsiri, the tenth, the fast of the tenth, that's Teves, which is the tenth month. It happens to be the tenth day also. But the tenth month, that's Teves, that is Asar B'Teves. So Zakt Rav Chaim, that here the Pasuk in Zechariah is referring to Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves referred to by the month. It's not so much the day. It's referred to as the month. Like the Chazal said that Tammuz was a month of Peronius. It was a Chodesh of Peronius. So you have to fast during Tammuz. When do you fast on Tammuz? You fast on the 17th because that's the day that I see already hopping. That's the day that it happened. So then we fast on Tammuz. We fast during the month of Av, we fast during the month of Tishrei, and we fast during the month of Teves, and we'll choose that day that the actual Peronius happened. But Be'etzem Chazal when I'm a second to fast on that day, then we're second to fast during that month. Because that month was the Chodesh of Peronius, the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Shin Aleph also says like this, it brings Raya's from the Gemara, that Be'etzem the Takon of Chazal was to fast during these months. Tainus Esther is something else, that's like the most lenient of all the fasts, and of course in Kippur, that's pasuk in the Torah. But as far as these other four tanesim, it was a takana in the month. He says, however, Zakr b'chaim, that by Asar b'teves, besides the din in the month, but he says it's tzvei dinim, he says besides the din in the month of teves, but it's also a din in the day. Because of the pasuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh that in Yecheskel says in regards to Asar b'teves, so besides the din in the month, but it's also a din in the day. And he says that that's pshat on the Bahagan Amar Drum, because Be'etzem Atainis is Doicha Shabbos. Atainis should be Doicha Shabbos. The reason why the Mishnah says that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you push it off till Sunday, is because by Tisha B'Av it wasn't a din in the ninth day, it was a din in the month. So the month of Av, so fine, so you push it off from the ninth to the tenth. But by Asar B'teves, that we have Tzvei Dinim, it's also a din in the day because of Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, so then it's pushed off. Then if it falls out on Shabbos, the Tainus is Deicha Shabbos. The Tainus is Deicha Shabbos, but it's only if it's a din in the day. If it's a din in the month, so then there's no reason to be Deicha Shabbos, because you just do it the next day, unless it's the end of the month. But Chavtes, but it's not going to happen. So there, that's why Tisha B'Av is pushed off. But Rashi and the Rambam say that also the other Tanaisim push off Shabbos. But David Jom and the Bahag have a Machlokes. David Jom and the Bahag say no, Asar B'teves overrides Shabbos, because you have that din of Asar because of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So it comes out, the Machloikis Rashi and Rambam against the Bahag and the Avodrum, even though it's a Machloikis by Asar B'Teves, but it's not really a Machloikis by Asar B'Teves. It's a Machloikis B'Etzem by Tanesim in general. Rashi and the Rambam say that the Mishnah is Lav Davka. When Tisha B'Av pushes off Shabbos, so fine, but who have been the other ones? He says that's because they hold that it's all of them have the Pashup Shat, that it's a din in the day. Every Tainis is a din in the day. Shabbos overrides the day. So too, Shabbos pushes off Tisha B'Av, so too, Shabbos will push off Shavuos B'Tamuz and Asar B'Teves. The Bahag and Avodrum, they say no, that it's a din in the month. Every Tainus, also Tisha B'Av, is a din in the month. But Shabbos, it's a din in the month. Shabbos would override. It would override Shabbos. But if it's a din in the month, there's no reason to override. Asar B'Teves has Tzvei Dinim, that it's also a din in the day, so then that overrides Shabbos. So that, Rab Chaim was talking about the Bahag and the Avodrum. But this can help us, as you can see already, you can see you're nodding your head, that this can help us for Tosfos also. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that, Tosfos asked Akasha, how could Rebbe be Oiker Tisha B'Av? How could Rebbe be Oiker Tisha B'Av? Totally, if Ein Bezin Yachal Avat, Bezin Shachaver Elam Kain, God Lahamena B'Chochma Minyan. So Tosfos answered, no, he didn't want to be Oiker totally. He wanted to push it off from the 9th to the 10th. So Frek the Ritva and Frek all the Achreinim, he didn't answer his kasha, because he's also being oiker. And don't tell me, he's just pushing it off one day, so that's not, he's not oiker totally. No, because they brought a raya from Dav Beis. The Dav Beis said that if you oiker the Megillah from the 14th to the 15th to the other days, that's also considered being Mevata Chaveri. But the Teretz says, no. The Ritva asked the kasha, because the Ritva learned like Rashi and the Rambam. So it's a din in the day. So then you see you're pushing off the day. That's also considered that you're being mevatel the bezin shel chaveri. But if Tosfos learned like the Bahag and the Avodrum, then it's not a kasha, because the month, the tainus was a din in the month. So when you push off Tisha B'Av from the 9th to the 10th, it's not considered being mevatel bezin shel chaveri, because anyways, it was just a din in the month. You push it off. Mashenkin by Megillah, obviously that wasn't a din to lane Megillah during Adar. The din was to lane Megillah on those days. So unless it was included in the original takana to push it off to different days, then that will be Mevatel Bezin Chaveri. So that's Pshat and Tosfos. That Tosfos held like the Bahag and the Avodrum based on the Reb Chaim.